So, we need to understand that concept called Sof when we talk about the Malchut. Because the word Sof, which means end, E-N-D, that relate to Malchut, because Malchut bringing end wherever it go. Wherever Malchut go, it bring an end. But we need to understand it, because when we talk about spirituality, it's very difficult to say that something come to an end. So let's understand it. So Rav Ashlag is telling us, we need to make it clear what the Kabbalists were saying to us before, in the Zohar and in Tikkuni HaZohar. Again, there is a big difference between the Zohar and Tikkuni HaZohar. You always have to remember the difference. Tikkuni HaZohar is the only part that Rabbi Shimon and his son wrote in the cave. It's the most powerful section of the Zohar. Okay? That's what Debbie and me working very hard to print pure, just the Tikkuni HaZohar. It will be only in Aramaic, I'm sorry. Until we have a group of people to translate it. It takes another 3-4 years, but for the meantime, trust me, just don't touch it, miracle will happen. שאין לך שום אור גדול או קטן, אין בעולמות העליונים ואין בעולמות התחתונים, שלא יסודר תחת סדר של השם בין ארבע אותיות הוויה. You need to know, whatever is a great light or small light, whatever is a great achievement or small achievement, everything has to be, to undergo, to be under the influence of the name of God called Yud Kei Vav Kei. Even by me saying the name of God might be a mistake. Because when I say the name of God, I've already limited it. But we call it the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Tat Shegametel. So everything is going under that name, the Tat Shegametel, Yud Kei Vav Kei. וזה מותם עם הכלל, and that fit with the concept, with the rules, המובה בעץ החיים, that brought by Rabbi Isaac Luria in the Tree of Life, in the book Tree of Life, שאין לך אור בעולמות שלא יהיו מלובש בכלי, there is no light that appear without it dressed with a vessel, with a container, with a manifester. I'm giving you all the words that you can use. Kli, because kli mean container. The word kli mean container. Or vehicle, or vessel, or manifestor. פירוש, כבר ביארת אבחן בין עצמותו התברך, לאור המתפשט אימנו התברך. We already clear it out 3 weeks ago. There is a difference between עצמותו, essence of the creator, to the light that comes from the essence of the creator. There is a big difference. Because the essence of the creator, essence of the creator, is it big different than the light coming out of the creator? Because once you say light coming out of the creator, it's already something else. It's no longer the essence. Yes?
It's an effect.
Huh? I wouldn't call it an effect, but I would tell it, I would say it's a one step down, maybe. Because if I say it's an effect, then what caused it to happen? So it's dangerous. Huh?
The essence would be the cause.
No, but then I have to say, so what's the cause of the essence? Then we're going to go to the endless, or to the creator, blessed be he. We don't know that much about it. So we can't totally say it, but we can say that whatever Rav Ashlag want to share with us. So I have to go with his language. The style that I teach, most people always ask me why I do it this style. I only allow myself to say what Rav Ashlag said or the Ari said. If I had something for me, I said, guys, by the way, I want to add it, but it's not written. So I'm dangerously don't add usually anything more than written there. I'm trying to this way. And sometimes it's boring, but I have to do it this way. You know, I have to do it this way. לאורו המתפשט עמנו התברך, שהוא רק מטעם הרצון ליהנות שנכלל באורו המתפשט שבחינת שינוי הצורה מעצמותו. Why is the light leaving the endless? Why is the light leaving the essence of the creator? Why? Simply because there is a desire to give pleasure to his creation. If you remember, we talk about Machshevet Abriya, the thought of creation. What was the thought of the creation? To give pleasure to everything. That's source of energy, that desire of energy, to give goodness to everything around you. Make extension, if you wish, instead of effect, extension of the creator and the essence to give. It become now an extension of giving. Why? Because the thought was, I want to give good. If you want to give good, then as a manifesting, good has been given. How is good has been given? Light has to come out from the essence, which is create this affinity with the essence of the creator. שאין בו חס ושלום הרצון הזה. That God forbid, the essence doesn't even have the desire to give the pleasure to his creation. Because once you have, I have a desire to help, I have a desire to help, it's less than you. You are you, and your desire to help is one step down. It's a noble thing, but it's not you. It's part of you. The all you is small inside of you, right? So that's that you want to help someone, that's one step down, because that's your manifestation of you. But who are you? Oh, you are full of colors, you are full of things, you have so many things in you. Part of your extension is to help people. Nice, but it's not all you. There's another thing you have in you. So he used the word chas v'shalom. Say, God forbid that the essence of the creator will have it. Sounds weird. Because we should say, of course, the creator also have that. Or the creator also, because the creator doesn't have a desire to help even. Is the creator have a desire to help? God forbid. That the creator is help. Once you say that the creator has a desire to help, now you make it one step down. Is the essence have a desire to do good to you when you're sick? God forbid. Because once you think of a desire, you think about luck. If you think about luck, it's already divorcing you from the essence of the creator, what the creator is. The creator is the everything. The essence is everything. Once I want to help you, God. So for a person to be in a consciousness all the time of the creator, or the essence of the creator, has to be always in a place like, what's going on? Is it good? Is it bad? There's no real opinion. And that's why the light that comes from the essence of the creator, we call that light ne'etzal, emanated. כי בסיבת שינוי הצורה הזאת, יוצא האור הגדול בכלל מעציל לבכלל נעצל. The light that was included the essence, that was included the creator, now is moving from emanator to emanated. Once the light was part of the creator, and part of the essence of the creator, it was part of the emanator. Once that light now become an extension to do good to creation, become emanated. Emanated. You're using a fork to bring the food into your mouth. A fork is not you.
מבואר גם כן שהרצון ליהנות הכלול באורו יתברך, הוא גם כן מידתו של גדלות האור, והיא נקרא מקום של האור, כלומר שמקבל שפעו, וכפי מידת רצון לא יקבלו, כשקולו פחות ולא יותר כנל.
Now, within this light, you don't want to give pleasure. It's included already also the desire to have pleasure.
The giving of pleasure and receiving of pleasure exist in the same place.
You cannot say that the creator has a desire to have pleasure. You cannot say that the essence have a desire to have pleasure. There's nothing. It's just nothing going on. And everything is going on. It's very hard on the brain. Because our brain cannot get something which is plus, no plus and minus. Is it good or bad? Right? I mean, you're walking in the street. People see you. You see them. You're checking for force and good. Right? You're checking for good and bad. It's a normal thing. You cannot help yourself. Can you? We've been poisoned already by the tree of knowledge, we're going to be bad. We can't be everything and nothing. What is that? What is everything and nothing? Well, it's everything. Then what is nothing? Everything. So that's confusing. That's where Kabbalah can make you crazy. Here, in that part. It's like, this is way too much. Too much. Too much. Why does it make us crazy? Because all of a sudden, you become a grain of sand. How does a grain of sand feel on the beach? How important is that grain? Nothing. But if you take all the grain out, there'll be no sand. So everyone is super important, but everything is really not important. Human, we have issues. I mean, the grain of sand stay alive thousands of years. It's still there. Human, the berry people, children born, grand-grandfather die, still they feel unique, special. It's crazy. It's a human spirit. It's the most beautiful thing. Human spirit. Nothing more powerful than human spirit. It's almost ridiculous and funny. It's a joke. Like, who we think we are? Like, what's wrong with that? Who we think we are? It's a joke. But we are the grain of sand. We are the most important thing. Without us, nothing going on. But we cannot think we are the only grain of sand. There's other around. There's one yellow, one dark, one white. This is what created the beach. We are a paint. This is the paint. Beautiful paint. This is the paint. Is it bad, good, high, low? The creator is, try to imagine that, is everything. Everything. Now, the brain of a person trying to think about it can go crazy. Why we can go crazy? In Hebrew, to go crazy has a name. In Hebrew, it's funny. If you listen to how they say crazy, there's no word crazy. There's a weird word out to say crazy in Hebrew. Huh? No, Meshuga later on they start using it. You know what they say in Hebrew? Ibed et adat. He lost the da'at. He lost his da'at. Da'at means knowledge. He lost his da'at. Interesting, right? Why would this? He lost his da'at? Is it the sefira of da'at that he lost? So no connection between Keter Chochma Bina and the Zayin Tachtonot? What is exactly? He bet at da'at. Yatsa mi da'ato. Or they say his exit is da'at. His exit is knowledge. Weird, is it weird?
You say he lost his mind.
He lost his mind. Yeah, he lost his mind. It's about that. Very interesting. And the, you say it too?
Yeah, similar. Yeah.
You know, I just found out that in France, the way you want to say fig is dat. La dat. And the tree of knowledge was, I said it was a fig. It's weird, very weird. The whole thing is weird, right? I don't know where we're going with that tonight. But it's weird. This whole thing, is it? So it's saying, so when he said desire to receive, is he talking about the desire to give or the desire to receive, or it's the same? מובהר גם כן שעניין זה של הרצון לקבל הוא כל בחינת החידוש שהתחשב בבריאת העולמות. על דרך המצאת יש מאין ממש. So this whole thing, we call it יש מאין. Something from nothing. Because the desire was not exist before. כי רק הצורה הזאת לבדה אינה כלולה חז ושלום כלל בעצמותו יתברך. It's the only thing that don't exist in the creator or the essence of the creator is a desire. The one thing they don't have, the creator or the essence, is desire. They don't understand, there is no desire. And he used the word חז ושלום, God forbid. רק עכשיו המציא אותה הבורא יתברך לצורך הבריאה. So he said the creator inventing it. Inventing new things that there was never there before. So the only creation that actually took a place was one thing, desire. That's it. You want to tell me that everything we experience every day, every existence of everything is one thing, desire? You want to tell me it's only one thing? This only thing that exists beside the creator is desire that he, that was his only creation. He created desire. שזה סוד הוא בורא חושך. That's why we say בורא חושך. Created darkness. It didn't say created light. Because light was there. Created darkness. ושזורה זו היא שורש לחושך. השינוי הצורה שבה. וכן כאה היא מן האור המתפרשת בתוכה ובסיבתה. And for that reason, it's a deep thing, what he said, Rav Ashlagir, the darkness is darker than the light. What are you trying to say by that? For that reason, darkness is darker than the light. ועלכן כאה היא מן האור, the desire is darker than the light, the dark is darker than the light, המתפשט בתוכה ובסיבתה. He say, the light can only spread wherever there is dark. So whatever give chayut, whatever give livelihood to light, is darkness. You cannot have light without darkness. You need darkness. Darkness reveal light. Unfortunately, very sad to say, that in place of darkness, you have a revelation of light. Unfortunately. That's how you reveal light, place of darkness. In your darkest secret about yourself that you don't like about your personality, there is a light there. Right there, there is a light. I said, I had to write a few passages. They asked me to write about many subjects. One of the subjects today that I wrote about was, should I conquer my fear or should I know my fear? So I wrote, you should know your fear. Conquer the fear. If you conquer your fear, you're going to have ego after that. And if you didn't conquer your fear, you'll be ashamed. So what's the result of it? Anyway, you lose. It's a lose-lose situation. But knowing your fear, knowing that those fear was given to your soul, so you can either overcome it or at least be aware it's there, because the light is there. It's a very unique thing. So the darkness, as it says, ועל כן כאי מן האור המתפשט בתוכה ובסיבתה. Say, it's a weird thing what Rav Ashlag say. The reason for light is darkness. The reason for light is darkness. So now it becomes cause and effect. Sibata means cause. So the cause for light is dark. All confused now. This is all crazy. The result of a light is never dark. You getting it?
But the vice versa is true.
Yes.
You get it? Darkness is light.
Yeah. So the cause is darkness. The light is the result. So this is taking us to Star Wars almost, like with the Jedi, you know, when they fight with the darkness and light. By the way, today is a holiday in India. There's the holiday in India. They celebrate the light. I don't know if you know, but Hindu celebrate the light. The light won the darkness. It's a very big holiday for 3 days. What's the name of the holiday?
Diwali.
Diwali. Diwali. I don't know what it means. Diwali. It's called Diwali. It's a holiday where they light candles and appreciate that the light won the darkness. I don't want to go into it now, but just telling you. ובזה תבין שכל האור המתפשט עמנו יתברך, תכף נבחן בזה בבחינות. בחילה, אלף, יעצבו את האור המתפשט. So from here we learn, every light comes from the Creator, as two aspects. One aspect is the light that comes from the Creator, that's called עצבו את האור, essence of the light. תרן נגלתה בו הצורה של הרצון ליהנות. But within this light, doesn't have yet the desire to enjoy or the desire to give joy. Okay, you with me? Again. The light living now, the essence, the concept, I don't want to say it's before because then we're using time, but the concept of the desire to receive pleasure or to give pleasure is not there yet. So that's Prina Aleph. That's the first stage of the first phase. Prina Bet, אחרי שנגלתה בו הצורה של הרצון ליהנות, שאז נתעבה ונתחשך מעט. Now, second stage is now I want to receive pleasure or I want to give pleasure. Now, that light become נתעבה. נתעבה comes with the word עבה. עבה mean thick. The light become thick. Now, what does that mean, the light become thick? The light become thick. Did you ever try to make use water and put a little flour in it and try to mix it. And you see how it becomes thick. I don't know if you ever did. There's some French sauce that they use for meat. They put a little flour in it, by the way. That's a secret. It becomes thick. You need to know that it's a secret. They put flour. It becomes thick, and they put some capers, lemon, and white wine. And you make it, and then it becomes thick. You look at it, wow. So when the desire to receive was included within the light that left the essence, that's called stage number two, and it becomes more dark and become thick. בסיבת הקניין של שינוי הצורה. Why? Because now we're adding a new form to that light that left the essence, which is desire to receive. והנה בחינה א' הוא סוד האור, בחינה ב' הוא סוד הכלי. So now I want you to look at the Rav Ashlag saying the new way. The first stage is the light. The second stage is the vessel. But we need to understand it. It's a little bit difficult. Why is it difficult? Because normally we think vessel is a receiver, like a cup, and the light is a giver, like the light. But now he's telling us the light is the receiver and is the giver. The same light. Everybody's with me? It's very important to understand. So the same light is the giver and the receiver. The light that leaving the essence of the Creator without having a desire to receive within it is the light. The same light that start to develop now a desire to receive is the vessel. But what is the vessel made from? Light. What is the light made from? Light. Both of them made from light? Yes. No different. No different. Just what the different? Attitude. Now, does that mean we are two? The same. We have within us that consciousness. Why am I talking? To receive? Then I'm the vessel. I always be reactive. I always be a receiver. I always be controlled with whatever going on around me. So every time I'm coming to receive something, I'm being controlled by the society. Every time I want to give something, I am controlled society. This is changing everything. Where am I coming from? What's my attitude? Those of you who know me well, and I hope by now you know me well, everything that I do in the last year, I'm thinking 2,000 times, am I coming from a giver or a receiver? Not because I'm trying to be nice to you, because I want to be nice to me. I'm not worried about it. I'm worried about me. If I'm coming from a receiver point of view, I'm losing everything. If I'm coming from a giver point of view, I'm not. Because then I'm not even assertive or reactive. I'm totally proactive. Pro from the word pro, I mean first. Prior, the first one, to act. Proactive, you are the first one to act. You're not reactive. You're not being reactive. And that concept, by the way, was the biggest... First, I have to say, who came up with that was Scientology. I don't know if you know, but Scientology came up with that. I'm sorry to mention Scientology on video, but I need to be honest with you where it's come from. It's in a book called Dianetic, if I'm not mistaken. It's a book, yeah. Dianetic, for many years ago. So that concept came first in 1971 or something like that. It was very big, you know? And they call it to go clear. To go clear means you go clear with no more reactive to anything. So it's go clear, okay? Leonard Cohen sing about it in a song called Blue Raincoat. Blue Raincoat. Okay, just if you listen to it, you will understand the song now. It's about New York. The song is in New York, and he write it in New York. Very old song. So the old concept of reactive is the way to check yourself if you are a receiver or a giver. Why you react? Because you want to receive. Why you react? Why are you getting angry? You want to receive. You give a compliment to someone. Why? Because you want them to like you. Reactive. Everything is reactive. Proactive is almost doing nothing. Doing almost nothing. But for some people, proactive is doing everything. Would you initiate to talk to a stranger? No. So initiate to talk to a stranger. Most of them, not all the time. Whatever is discomfort, cause you discomfort is proactive. Most, not all the time. Most of the time. But can you be able to go ahead and talk to a stranger about something good for them? Not talk to a stranger because you weren't impressed that you can talk to a stranger. Now you chop it to the next level. It never ends. It just never ends. I want to buy you a sushi. Why? Because I want to get something from you. Oh, reactive again. You did the right thing. You did the wrong. So it's endless. It never ends. Never ends. Never ends. All day long. It's like, enough. I can't. Can you win? You win usually one from ten.
One of them you can win. But don't expect, if you think you can win more than one of ten, that's reactive too. Because you're busy winning. You're not busy doing the right thing. So again, it's reactive. Because you start laughing. That's the way. When you start laughing at yourself, that's a good thing. That's proactive. That's the best time. It's just like, oh my God. This is just not worth it. This is funny. This whole thing is funny. What if it come out? It's funny. Just say it wrong. You know, and that's why when you get to that moment of happiness, true happiness, because you realize it's a joke. The whole thing is a joke. We are all day long. So that's why when the light left the essence, without desire to receive, it's proactive. It's the light. Then it becomes thicker and darker because you want to receive the same light. Now it's a vessel. That's why there is four phases. That's why there is four letters to the name of God. Now you know why there is four letters to the name of God, because there is four stages until it becomes a true vessel. We've been a manifesting of something not physical. Each and every one of us. We are not just the body and soul. We have much more than that. We are just the body and soul in this universe, where our body represents the most disgusting, selfish desire to receive and reactive. And the soul is supposed to represent the most giving essence of the Creator. But how many hours in the day I'm telling my body what to do? And how many hours in the day my body tell me what to do? That's a question. That's tough. It's tough. Very tough. Very tough. The body, hey, come here. I want you to eat right now. Please. Or to go the opposite way. To go the opposite way, right? The soul say, maybe we should study something. No, go, let's go to it. Enough the soul. Push the soul away. People do scanning, another koach, meditation. You know, I said to somebody today, like in herbs. We take in the herbs and we call it food. That's not the food. The main thing about spirituality is how you behave, who you are, your essence. Everything you add, even the study, is just the herbs. If your food is disgusting and you put good herbs, it's not going to work. The food is the essence. How you behave. What do? How's your connection to the Creator? Are you for real? Then you add a little bit another koach to help a little bit to become more real. But if you're already on the wrong path and you add another koach, make it worse. You know, once time we had 25 years ago, no, less, 20, 23 years ago. I was in Florida. So my teacher sent me to go on a mission, tough mission, one of my toughest missions. And I had to go and be tough on someone that I like. I didn't feel comfortable doing that job. And so I didn't do it. My teacher called me and said, hey, did you do it? I said, no, I didn't do it. And then I tried to convince my teacher that maybe he's wrong. So I said, listen, those people are maybe negative because they have no good life. They tried to have children for 18 years. His wife is pregnant now. Teacher, I think because his wife is pregnant, now they're going to do better. My teacher is kind, used to be open with me on everything. He didn't keep nothing for imagination. Tell me, really, that's what you think? He said to me, Elia, if something is going down and you add more weight on that, do you think it's going to go faster or slower? He looked at me and said to me, the person is already going down. So adding gift to it make it worse, doesn't make it better. And then he teaches me a lesson. He said to me, when people do terrible and they get a gift at the same time they do terrible, they will do worse. If people are doing good and they're doing getting gift or they're doing good, they're going to do better. So it's not the gift that's changing the thing. It's what direction to begin with you're on. So the idea is the four letter appear here, and let's understand the four letter. Bedevara itpalut akli. It's all about how the kli, how the vessel is being itpalut. What is itpalut? Impress? Impress. You know, when you get impressed, that's a true desire. You know, so we had to go get the estimation for Debbie's phone fixed today. So we stopped in one of the store and shocked a little bit. But my nephew, is he my nephew? He's getting impressed with the new iPhone called X, iPhone. So I'm trying to convince him, he's a genius in computer in Israel, and I'm trying to convince him that some people gotta be on time for things that might disappoint them later.
I'm going to make sure it's on video. So he is getting impressed by the X phone that came out. And I'm doing to convince him not. So the idea is, what's the difference between two of us? He understands phone. He understands computer. For me, the phone is just phone call and email and ugly email, text message, and game. For him, he's a genius in computer. So for him, that phone meant something. So when my wife asked him that, he right away explained to her why. So is midata itpa'alut, is itpa'alut mean to be impressed? He become impressed on what it has to offer. How come some people don't get impressed from everything the same? So I asked my teacher that one time. I said to him, how you get somebody to be impressed about everything and to appreciate everything? So first they need to understand it. Then they can appreciate. If you ask somebody to appreciate something they don't understand, you're wasting your time. So simple. So first, a person, do you appreciate this table? I do. But you need first to understand how to make a table like this to appreciate it. So with a lack of understanding, you cannot appreciate anything. So what is the desired levels? Midat ha'itpa'alut, the measurement of being impressed. So the only desire that the human has been developed is how much you get impressed by things. So one of the exercises that is highly recommended for every human being to do, at least once a week, to get impressed from everything that's simple. Everything. But everything. Like into a level which is unbelievable. To get impressed about everything. My son loves drums, okay? He loves to drum. He doesn't have a drum, but he will have one day. So he has what do you call it on the phone? What he has?
Yeah.
No, the app that he listens to music. That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he listened to it, and now he listened to old music from the 70s, rock and roll. I'm very impressed. I'm touched, you know. So he loved the drums because he believed the drummer were better than. So he's mitpael. He's being impressed by that drummer. By him being mitpael, he's causing me to find another engine of desire to be. In the old days, we used to call those people motivational speaker. What is a motivational speaker or positive thinking? You can listen to Zig Ziglar, Les Brown, Tony Robbins, Wayne Dyer. There's different people who do motivation, you know? If you look at Wayne Dyer, not impressive. For me, it's impressive. For most people, nice. Just talk the flat, a little bit up from time to time. It is Zig Ziglar. He's always positive thinking and very good Christian. That's what you feel from him. You listen to Tony Robbins, business. You listen to Les Brown. I listen to all of them. I love all of them. But make me laugh. Les Brown, you got to be hungry. You know, it's all about the heart. You know, so different style. But all of them bring something similar to us. Itpa'alut shel hakli. Being impressed by something. Being impressed. You remember first time you go to a fancy restaurant in your life. You were impressed. And then you weren't. Why are we losing our being impressed? It doesn't last. It has to do with the desire level. All of a sudden, the table. It's okay. Isn't that amazing? First time you went there, oh my God. And then on the way out, after you fill yourself with food, it's no longer impressing you. Midat ha'itpa'alut. So it say, those four levels of desire are based on the itpa'alut. And it say, אינה נשלמת בבת אחת, אלא בדרך פועל ונפעל. It doesn't happen right away. It happened with cause and effect. It happened with emanator and emanated. ויש בית בחינת בפועל ובית בחינת בנפעל. And there is two aspects on the force of giving and two aspects of the force of receiving. ונקרא כוח ופועל בפועל וכוח ופעולה בנפעל. שם דלת בחינות. It will be difficult for me to translate it. It's more לשון. More grammar of how to translate it, but a simple way to simplify it. And how is that act in the actor or the doer? And how is being Pula, how is this action is within the one that want to be act on, if I can translate it this way. So basically we're getting into Yud Kevavke, we're getting into the name of God, the name of the Creator, the Tachigrameta. How exactly it works? Because those letters are everything. Yud Kevavke is everything. There's four level of desire. Four level of desire, how the desire was mitpael, was being impressed on the same existence. Because nothing really changed. From the light point of view, it's the same. So what really changed? The way you've been impressed. So can you imagine what is dead in your life? Do you have a part in your life which is already dead? It's only dead because you're not being impressed by the thing that's already there. So you can resurrect it, some old thing, just by being impressed. Are you impressed by things that you're not being impressed of? You don't need to make it too complicated. All what you have to do is to be impressed. Where is Sarah, by the way? I want you to text her, don't worry about her. Worry in the level of even 911 worry. Vainyan, mishum shakli, ushoresh achoshech. So the vessels is the roots of all darkness. Asher hu afuch min haor, the vessel is exactly the opposite of the light. ועל כן הוא מחויב להתפעל לאט לאט. And that's why it need slowly, slowly to be built and slowly, slowly to be impressed. You cannot get impressed right away from thing, because people who get impressed right away, disappear right away. You have to remember, somebody get impressed by you, they're also going to leave you very quickly. Same, up, 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 up. This generation, up, up. Oh my God, divorce. Oh my God, divorce. That's his generation. Nothing is built up. There is no process of building up a desire. Let me take it to 100 and let me kill it to the zero. That's people's life. Al dvar ha-madrega, al derech ha-madrega bederech ila ve-ilul, everything is coming from cause and effect now. Ze sod ha-maim aru ve-yaldu afela. Like it's in Midrash Rabbah in Shmot, that the water get pregnant and they give birth to darkness. It's a code. כי החושך הוא תולדה מהאור עצמו. The darkness now is what come as the birth from the light. It's a little bit confusing because before that we say the light, the darkness give birth to the light. But what it meant before, that you can only see the light if there is a dark room. You cannot see it. But here it's saying to us, what come first, the light or the darkness? Of course the light. Why? Because the light is sharing, but you cannot see the light if you don't have darkness. What is the darkness? A desire. Now, do you have light in your life? Yes. Do you have a desire for that light? No. There's nothing going on. Mitpale banu al yedei erayon veleda. It's like pregnancy and giving birth. Meaning what? Shehu atzmo koach vepoel. Vayinu ki bechach shenichlal techev bekol ora mitpashet b'chinat haratzon lekabel. Every light that left the essence of the Creator, that left the Creator, has within it already a desire to receive. We need to understand it. As within it, already a desire to receive. אלא שאינה עולה בשם של שינוי צורה, עד שיקבע באור זה הרצון לאדיה, ולזה לא די בחינת הרצון לקבל על הכלל באור בצד המעציל, אלא הצל בעצמו. So, when the light want to give, that's already less than the emanator, it less than the creator, it less than the essence of the creator, because there is a word want there. Once there is the word want, talk about desire. Is this the end of the desire? I want to give a person a candy. So once I want to give you a candy, now it makes me less than the essence of who I am. Or until the receiver don't truly receive it, that act of giving or that act of giving, it didn't manifest itself yet. Did I lost you here? You understand it? Yes? Again. A true desire cannot be accomplished until it's been accomplished till the end. Because if I'm giving you something, but you are not there to receive it, that giving doesn't have within it the full capacity of the desire to receive. A full capacity of the desire to receive can only be manifest if the receiver fully wants to receive what I want to give. That stage is take four levels. The first level, the light that extends from the emanator, from the essence of the emanator, from the essence of the creator, give. Machshevet HaBriya. But this is the first desire, but it's not the real desire. Still, it's a giving, but it's desire to give, but it's giving. It doesn't have yet the essence of desire. מחויב לגלות הרצון לקבל שבו בפועל מצד עצמו, כלומר שמחויב להמשיך שפע ברצונו, יותר מכפי שיעור האור של ההתפשטות שבו מצד המעציל. The desire for that light has to be greater than one the light want to give you. It's confusing now. Meaning, your father give you candy. Now he give you candy again. It's the first candy. You are fulfilling your mission. As somebody give you, you are receiving. It's implanted in your DNA from the time you're breastfeeding or you had formula, whatever you had. Now, your father give you another candy. What's the difference between the first time you get the candy to the second time?
Second candy, you have less desire to taste.
Less?
Less.
No. You have your real desire that belongs to you. First time, you didn't have a desire for that candy. Now, you develop your desire from within you.
Now you know.
You know. Now, the desire came from you. The desire didn't came from your father to give. Now, what's stronger, the desire? Your desire to receive the candy, or your father is to give you the candy. Your desire is the true essence of desire. The desire of the light to give is endless. But it's not a desire to receive. The desire to receive is within the receiver. So until a desire from the receiver has not been accomplished yet, it's not been established, I should say, then a desire has not been established at all. The desire can only be established by the receiver itself in the last balam. Otherwise, you don't establish really the format of desire to receive. So what Rav Ashlag said, כלומר שמחויב להמשיך שפע ברצונו יותר מכפי שיעור האור של ההתפשטות שבו מצד המציל, אחרי שנפעל הנאצל בכוח עצמו בהגדלת שיעור רצונו, אז נקבעים בו אחרי שכבר רצון לקבל, ואז אפשר לאור להתאבש בכלי הזה בקביעות. What makes the light sit within the vessel forever? When the vessel don't stop wanting, because the vessel want, not because the light want to give. Do you want to receive because you want to receive? Or you want to receive because the light want to give? Now, the automatic thing that come to our mind, to be polite, to be nice, I only want to receive because the light want to give. But then, your all desire will be based on what the light want to give. But the light want to give everything. But without you, that's the difficulty about this universe, the physical universe. Without you developing a pure, 100% desire from your point of view, the light cannot give. Cannot. It will give you, but you cannot have it. You need to have a desire for it all the time. So sometimes people, there's a story, very famous story, about a person. No, the story goes like this. After Yom Kippur, Rabbi Elimelech used to tell people what they asked for and also what God answered them. So one of the gentlemen there, who's a businessman, he had a hard time making a living. And he asked God, please give me enough money so I don't have to work in the bar all the time serving people sandwiches and drink. All what I want to do, just have enough money so I can study Torah all day long, study Kabbalah all day long, meditate all day long. That's all what I want. So Rabbi Elimelech looked at him and said, is it true that's what you're asking? People say, yes, master, that's exactly what I was asking. Do you want to know what God said? Yes. So God said to him, I don't need your prayer or your study. I have enough billions of angels praying for me. Study with me. Do everything with me. I don't need another human being to do that. But I do need your 5 minutes of study every day between serving people drink and cleaning the toilet to serve a sandwich. That 5 minutes, no angel can give me. That's the 5 minutes I need from you. And you want God to change your life so you will be comfortable and just study? God doesn't need it. There's no point there. Because that 5 minutes is the true essence of your desire. You came up with that. My dear friend, I'm going to ask you a question. What kind of thing you come up with? What kind of desire you are increasing every day? What desire you have more and more every day? Or your desire diminishes as you grow old? The desires disappear as you receive. That's the point. Yes, power for appreciation is important. You got to appreciate and want more. If you just want more all the time, you're greedy and you're dead already. If you just appreciate, then you're dead on the other side of chesed. There is death of chesed and death of gvura. There is two types of death. Death of chesed, on people, what we call in Hebrew, yefe nefesh. Yefe means beautiful of the nefesh. Meaning they're just nice soul. Hey, good. A good person. In a bad way. Oh, just a good person. Just a good person. They will be born, they will die, nobody even knows they are here. Then you have the greedy person. They just want to kill everybody on the way to get their goals done. That's also a problem, because they're never happy. The appreciative are always happy with a little bit. The greedy, no matter how much they have, they're never happy. Both are a problem. Both. Because you have to develop a desire to want more. But you also have to be appreciate what you have. Now, to live a life that you have both signed together, that's when you reach to your potential. That's your potential. You have to check which group you belong to more. Are you a person who just want to sound like you're a good person? You have to appreciate what you have. Is that always your lesson? You have to appreciate what you have. You have to appreciate, most probably you're lazy. You have to appreciate what you have. Enough to appreciate what you have. Go to work and get another job. Then you appreciate what you have. Go get another job. When my parents need to make a living, they had to wash school at night. They didn't have time to say you appreciate what you have, because they didn't have. They didn't have to appreciate. Did they have something? Yeah, we had one bedroom. We live in one bedroom. And where my parents live, one sister here, one sister here. That was our life. So they busy appreciating? No, they tried to make a good moment out of it. There was no time. Now we become a spiritual thinker. Let's appreciate what you have. No, you got to both. You got to want the house, and you have to appreciate what you have. People who have no desire, shame on them. They are the destroyer of the world. And people who just want to take for themselves, for oneself alone, all day long, you know, are also a problem. They both create war. You got to find out, are you more appreciative for what you have, or you are more greedy? And balance it a little bit. Don't lose your greediness, but don't lose your appreciation. You got to have both. Most people who talk to you appreciate what you have, they're lazy. Always remember. Always. And if they reach, they lie to you. They don't tell you the truth. Always challenge me on that. Anytime you want. Take me to any party. I will challenge every party who's there. If somebody with $1 billion will tell you appreciate what you have, okay, something is off there. Interest what you tell you a lecture because they want more audience to come to listen to him. It's all, I'm telling you, you have to wake up. You understand? Oh, there is people who say that. There is a verse like that. I can't stand that verse. It's way too much expensive. It's too expensive. I can't stand the word too expensive. Can't stand it. Either you can say, I can't afford it. Okay? Nothing is too expensive. There's no words like this in this universe. What is too expensive? Or say, I don't want to pay that money. Don't say it's too expensive. It shows something about your personality. It shows something about you. You're killing yourself. Don't speak like that. That words are bad. It's a bad words for business. Bad words. Nothing too expensive. What is too expensive? Once you're going to have $1 billion, would you buy a private jet? Once you have $5 billion, would you buy a private jet? Would you have a driver? What is too expensive? So you don't have the money to buy that. That's why it's too expensive. So too expensive is relative to you. There's no too expensive. So you're lying. You don't want to say too expensive. You can say, I don't have the money to pay for it. Yeah, say it. I don't work hard enough to pay for it. Yeah. I'm too lazy because I'm only about appreciation. Yeah, say it. I appreciate me more than I appreciate to go to work. Yeah, I'm a lazy person. That's why I don't make money. Yeah, I don't want to wash people's floor. Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Now we're getting somewhere. That's what it's all about. So don't tell me too expensive. What's too expensive? Where did this come from? The lazy meditation of the lazy people. Never too expensive.
You choose not to do it. It's okay. You cannot afford it. I'm too lazy eating cake instead of going to work. No, that's why I don't have money to pay for this room in this hotel. There's not such a thing. I'm telling you again, desire. That's what all exists. Desire. Desire. Today, I don't know if she's watching me. Today, I was teaching one of the students how to be late to every meeting. You know, I do it coaching. I do a lot of coaching. So based on the persona, I tell them what to do. So today was a very tough lesson. You know, it took me 40 minutes to explain. You need to be late to every meeting now. And you need to record every meeting what happened when you're late. What do you feel? What they feel? What they say? What they do. She told me there's no task worse than that. You know, like I gave her everything. It was much tougher. But for her, this is like the night. Anything she would do, just not be late. And the idea, if you think about it, and I can tell it to all of you, and I'm sorry if you can hear me, I don't mention name. Think about it. If you have issue of being late, why are you afraid to be late? Are you afraid what people think of you? So you're only there to take from people because you want to impress them that you're a good person. It's again going to reactive. You all desire in life to people to be appreciate you. What do you want to do with life? Come on. I mean, life is, what are we here, 120 years? One, two, three, out. Now what do you do on the way? What do you do? One of my favorite mentor, God give him a long life, is the most attitude that a human can have. I love the guy. Like if you, I want to be impressed by someone. So we're walking into a restaurant. He doesn't eat kosher, so I tell him, I can meet you in a kosher place. Okay, I come. I will suffer, no problem. So I'm sitting there, and you know, kosher places don't have the best service, you know. They have some issues. It's not bad. Today they're better, but it took about 10 years ago. Sitting, and he doesn't care. When he walked to a place, he owned the place. He doesn't care about nothing. And this guy makes 200, 300 million. You know, he doesn't. So he grabs somebody by the shirt. Doesn't care if the waiter, excuse me. Are you the waiters or something like that? I want to eat. Give me the waiter. The waiters come, ask me a question. Say, okay, let me start with a soup. He doesn't even look at the menu. Give me a soup. You know, like totally. I am inspired by him because it takes guts to do it. And then he called the manager after about 15 minutes, terrible restaurant, 20 minutes. No. Manager comes and said, hey, listen, I ordered some soup. What's happening with my soup? So the manager said, who was your waiters? I said, was my waiters? I don't know. I mean, she was pretty young. I think by the time she comes back, she would be old. And I'll mention this to you. To see, now, he was then 8 years old, he has life experience. And the idea is, why are you having fun talking about it and mentioning him, God bless him, is because you don't meet, no, you have to have merit to meet people like this in life. You have to have merit. People who are the most giving, but if you see it from the side, you think this guy is the worst person. But if you know him, he helped every human being on the planet. Every human being. Never say no. And the idea is to meet a person like this and say, my God, from outside, you will judge him. To know him, you can't stop loving him. He helps every human being. Not just money. I'm talking about coaching them, sitting with them hours and days and months until the people get it, get the business. He gives people a job. So why am I telling you that? Because the true desire has to come from who? From the receiver. If you circumstance brought you in to receive something, you didn't develop yet the desire for it. Let's say you won the lottery, right? It's Wednesday today. Yesterday, you won the lottery. Right? Not bad. It was a big amount. What are you going to do? You receive something that you didn't develop a desire for it. Tough. Tough. So you have to create it pa'alut. It pa'alut being impressed by it again. How many times can you be impressed by $100 million? Enough already. Today we went to a Brit, so we're passing by a fancy neighborhood. I don't know the name of that neighborhood there. There's big home, and I don't know. It's north of Sunset. There is all kind of big home on the way to Beverly Hills Hotel. So, home-like. So then it was a little traffic, so I'm sitting in the car. I'm looking. So that if we had the house here, I would be very nervous. She said, why? So what's my next dream? What's my next dream? What am I going to do? Gardening and put parsley every day? What am I going to do next? Are they wake up in the morning and dream about the next thing? Or
Or this is where they die. And then we wrote something together. I don't remember what it was. The goal of, yeah. We wrote something together. I said, oh my God, I mean, this is very dangerous. So.
It's called Birch Street.
Huh?
Birch Street.
Huh?
Don't ever have goals in your life. It might kill you.
Yes. Said, I'm sure those people have goals to achieve a house, private jet, and helicopter. They achieved it. Now what? Oh my God. So I enjoy to see people, if you ever read in Forbes, and it's a little bit boring, but read about the persona. Don't read about the money. Or see MSNBC, or see Bloomberg. I met Bloomberg, by the way. Amazing, amazing persona, by the way. I met him. Amazing. But he doesn't stop. Those people don't stop. I'm impressed not with the money, but their drive. Some people make, so you have to be ready. Do you have a desire for all those great things that you wish for yourself? Do you have a desire for it? Is it a true desire? Or you wish for something, some lucky from God to bring it to you? You can't do that. That's what religious and organized religion is selling you. If you be good enough, God will give it to you. No, you have to have a desire for it. But an obsession desire. You have to be obsessed with a desire. Because that's p'china dalet. That's the fourth phase. That's the malchut desire. You cannot just sit there and say, hey, I hope my book will do well. I hope my children will do well. I hope you got to desire it non-stop like an animal. An animal actually doesn't have big desire like a human being. Okay? Really, non-stop. 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 You want to learn from somebody, go study from 3 years old when they want to buy a toy. What they do to their mom. They killing their mom to get the toy. That's a lesson. They grab everything. This little creature with few muscles, right, is grabbing their parents to do whatever they want. It's amazing. I love it. If you ever watch it, it's amazing. Doesn't matter what the parents will do. They're not afraid. They're facing the destiny. They're facing the giant, the mother, the father. No, I want it. And the parents try everything. No, I want it. What a desire is that? That they come to teach us a lesson. So we learn what the true desire look like. So Rav Ashlag is saying, and emet asher or en sof baruch mitpashet kivyachol lal b'chinot ad shu gadlut haratzo mitzad el enzal atzmo. It's true that the light is keep shining and keep giving until the true desire from the Neitzal, from the emanated, is being awake. From the emanated, being awake. Remember, the first light that comes out has a desire within it, but it's because there is desire to share. But until you go to the fourth stage, that's a stage one. Fourth stage, which the fourth stage means, I want it because I want it, to get to that level of Neitzal, Shu Abchina Adalet, כי בלאו הכי לא היה יוצא כלל מבחינת עצמותו התברך להיות נקבע בשם לפי עצמו. דיינו אינסוף. Say, of course, but the idea that the light left the essence of the creator was not because of you and me. It left because it was a desire to share. But what did you add to the world without your desire? So if you're ashamed to want, then shame on you. If you're ashamed to want, then shame on you. And you will be always around people who shame to want and give you the guilt when you want too much. Always surrounded by you by people who want more. Nothing is a chutzpah or a shame or anything like that. Stop with that. And stay away from those toxic people who tell you, you shouldn't want too much. I don't think I want enough from now on. That's your new mantra on your Facebook. I don't want enough. Please help me to want more. I don't want enough money. There's something wrong with me. And yes, you can do it on physicality. Then you can do it with spirituality. Don't let that guide fool you. Anyway, because we have to finish, it's the month of Scorpius, I just want to give a message. And tomorrow night I will give the whole lecture. After the tefillah, the prayer. We're going to do prayer with everybody. You have to sign with us and then we'll see if we have room. I think we are done with the room. Huh? But anyway, what I'm going to say tomorrow, that Akrav means Scorpio. But if you separate the words, the Blei Sasra, one of the greatest rabbis, say, Ikar Bait. Ikar Bait. The letter is Ayin Kufresh Bet. Ikar Bait. The main, Ikar mean the main thing, right? The main thing is Bet. Ikar, the main thing, Bet. Bet mean Bait, house, home. Meaning that if you don't understand, you are the Ikar, you are the main thing. You are the home of everything. Your conscious dome of everything. Your mind is conscious of everything. Don't look outside. Don't look outside for solution. Look for your bite. Bite is your home. You are your home. So you have to understand that only from you the solution will come. If you think something will come. So in the month of Scorpio, starting tonight, Bli and Arab and Torah Yosef, thank God, you have to start thinking that nothing is really going on. It's all an illusion. It's you what's going on. And whatever you do, that's what the reaction you're going to get. Please play with that for 30 days. It's very important month. It's very important month. It used to be my teacher's favorite month, by the way. It's a weird thing. Everybody hates this month. He used to tell me, it's my favorite month where everything I want gets manifest. He used to tell me, I want to manifest thing only in this month it happened, in a second. If you want to manifest thing with your mind in the morning and manifest it in the night. In the mind and work hard. Sleep less in the month of Scorpio. Sleep less and do more. Sleep less and do more. Sleep less and do more. Do more, do more, do more. Don't let this 30 days go. Next month after is a month of miracles. It's easier. But it's coming from the emanator point of view. It doesn't come from the emanated point of view. You understand the difference? This month is you. You can make it happen. Next month, there is miracle, but it happened freely. Very easy. That's why this month, when it's a Ram or Mar, it's a Mar Cheshvan, Mar mean bitter month of Scorpio, or Ram, elevated. Why does it have two names? Why is Abraham has to give it two words before? You know? It's a, because it depends. Do you consider that you can make it different? Or are you waiting for a different to happen? If you're waiting for a different to happen, expect it to be bitter. If you expect you to make the difference, expect it to be Ram. Guys, I love you, but I gotta go. And thank you for the people at home.